Okay, it's the Hi-Fi Dream Deep Dive. We're coming out of the top of the hour out of a song by Spoon called I Summon You, which was really, I mean, that album that song came off was probably, of all his records for me, I would say that Gimme Fiction is the one I listen to the most. A lot of people will say Kill the Moonlight. A lot of people will say Ga Ga Ga. But you mentioned a song off They Want My Soul called Inside Out. There's a remix of that too, but I think that album is fantastic.
Sorry.
It's all right. But I Summon You is just different. It's acoustic. A lot of his stuff kind of veers between like electric guitar, like power pop. Sometimes he'll kind of go to a more like slower tempo, but groove based, which I like from his sound. But yeah, this particular track, always loved it. It's not necessarily my feel musically that I normally go to, but there's something about the structure and
you
the strumming.
The lyrics. You were singing along.
I like how he's like, I summon you here, my love. Like yeah. That whole thing and how the different variations of how he says
it. It's good articulation, I think.
What do you think of the song?
I like the light vocals and the kind of softer guitar strumming. Ding, 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 ding. It's like a very, to me, it's a folky sound, but it's definitely rock. And it's a little bit quieter than some of their other music, which is a little bit harder, like louder.
Yeah, they definitely go across the spectrum for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so this is a cool, like a reflective song, I guess.
I almost picked a song called The Ghost of You Lingers for this show, which is definitely, it's piano based and kind of trippy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because the other day, Brad, a partner here at the station who runs the station with me, he listens to hi-fi sometimes when he's driving at night, and he texted me about a song he recorded it on his phone, like,
yeah,
filmed it, you know.
Yeah,
and it was a song by him called "The Beast and Dragon Adored" by Spoon. And he's like, "Who is this?" So that's Spoon, and he's like, "It's so different." He's like, "I want to think it sounds like rock and roll, but it also kind of sounds like hip hop. Like, I don't know how to feel about this.
That's
I don't know
what
he just didn't know where to like what it was supposed to be. But he's like, "It's cool."
Yeah,
and that's sort of what it is about Spoon. It's like you said, you listened around a little bit, but every album presents a different sort of approach and. I think he rounds out a spectrum of sounds, but still sounds like himself at all
times.
That's
good. He's dynamic.
Yeah, he doesn't really try to sound one way, but yeah, he's indie. That's what he is to me. But I always like the song. I'm glad to put him on the show because he deserves a spot on one of these shows.
Did you say Brad heard it on Hi-Fi Dream?
Yeah, he was listening to Beast and Dragon Adore when he was driving home.
Got it.
And he was just like, what is this? Who is this? So the song before that was The Faded Paper Figures, which you chose, San Narciso, which I think we all agree in this room that it's most familiar or most in line with, say, Postal Service.
Right.
And I also mentioned The Naked and Famous. I think it sort of falls in there too. But I don't know whether I would consider it more on the rock side or indie rock side or the more electronic side, but it kind of sits nestled in between.
I'd put it synth pop or dream pop-ish.
Yeah, I guess so. Synth pop.
Yeah. They're very synthy. And I just like the guy-girl like duet kind of back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
Ryan reminds me a lot of Postal Service. And it's just a refreshing sound, I think, compared to other dream pop of today, I think.
Another example about to happen of how you've really come from your picks this week have come from a different place than normal.
Okay.
So you really, we started, your first pick was Jody Watley, but her later house stuff, Rainbow Kid and Surprise, which takes it down to sort of like indie rock, then Faded Paper Figures, which we say synth pop or indie pop. Now you go to Jimmy Somerville, who can't say enough about how important he was, especially to the LGBTQ community plus. He really was one of the first openly gay artists, especially in the new wave alternative world in the late 70s, early 80s with Bronski Beat.
Right.
Song Small Town Boy, which is a great song. If you don't know that song, it's like imperative you go listen to it because it was very influential. But lyrically, it was about a gay runaway, right?
Right.
Like he just had to leave his life behind because he wasn't accepted at home. And then he continued forth as sort of a, I don't know what's the word, like a trailblazer. He never hid from it. And he was an icon in the gay club scene for years. And he did, when he left Bronski Beat, he went solo. But then he also was working with this group, a project called the Communards, which is what you're going to touch on here, which is mid-80s after Bronski Beat.
Right.
This is a phenomenal song. And it's so different. You mentioned his falsetto. And that's something I wanted to talk about. But let's set it up for us.
He can really go high and stay high. And
I've never heard him go low.
That's a good point.
Have you ever heard him in a deeper voice?
I mean, I think on Runaway Boy, Small Town Boy, when he goes low, it does sound more like a lady singing low.
I'm trying to remember where he goes guy. Low.
Alone in a dark alley.
But
or something.
He's still on a drive from the wind. He's still up there though.
That's true.
But he's quieter.
It would be interesting to hear what his normal voice sounds like when he's just talking.
When you hear him talking, yeah, I don't know. He has a higher voice, but he doesn't sound. He sounds like Frankie Valli of Four Seasons, a little right. bit, his voice. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, this song, Disenchanted, from 86, I think reminds me a lot of Vronsky Beat. It's got similar rhythm and synths and programming and vocals to me. So, when I heard Vronsky Beat for the first time back then in the 80s, it was such a different sound, the vocals and the beat, and it drew me in, and I had no care or knowledge of, you know, being openly gay, him being openly gay, or that there was a community even that, you know, people sang about being openly gay. So to me, this was just music, and I think it's cool now knowing that this was kind of a movement to. Just celebrate their different being different at the time or having their own world. And I think we talked about that briefly in last show with Baltimora and Tarzan Boy. And so this song to me lyrically is another song in that vein of singing about being gay and just celebrating that, even though it might have been considered taboo at the time.
Totally.
And so that's why I to me, it was just a song. And so this is still, to me, it's just a song.
But the point is, like, for those people that were living that life,
it
right?
meant so much.
It did. It was exactly. like, it was unapologetically.
Right.
This is who I am. And you mentioned celebrating it. I think that's what made Jimmy so interesting, is that he wasn't being clever with his lyrics to try and speak around the topic.
That's a good point.
He was basically really overtly saying it and you know, pumping his fists. And dancing while he says it.
Right.
I love that about the music because it sounds free to me. It does.
Yeah.
And that's why I say he's a trailblazer, because there weren't many doing that. Sylvester, who was a great artist, also was kind of in that same boat, like trans actually. And Grace Jones at times kind of was a champion for that community. But so in any case, I think this is a great song. I also love that he has a very unique voice. And like I said, I don't think I've ever heard him drop out of a falsetto, but he definitely drew influence from Giorgio Moroder, one of the greatest influences, most important influential music makers of electronic music in history. Mm-hmm. He actually worked with him for a while, but he also has taken that sound with him. So this is the Communards doing Disenchanted, which will be followed by very interesting British electronic new wave kind of artist called The Embassy, which not many people know about, but I kind of like him, so I'm excited to drop him in.
I never heard of them.
You ready to do it?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Just breathe. Lo-Fi Dreams Deep Dive.
Sir, it's the Hi-Fi Dream Deep Dive. That was a song called It Pays to Belong by a group called The Embassy. It came out in 2006. They have a bunch of records, by the way, and they're all pretty good. And I feel like they should be more known than they are, but they're very, very, like, sort of tertiary, not really well-known.
Eclectic, I'd say, and the sound is very, you know, it's not electronic. It's actually, it's just got acoustic guitar. And I hear a lot of like Latin rhythms and percussion, right? The little wood block knock.
Mm-hmm.
But then just the Latin style sound reminded me of a flamenco song, but sped up in a way and presented with these vocals in a more indie rock or maybe new wave or what's the sophistipop?
Sophistipop. You mentioned. The acoustic guitar, flamenco. Did you get, with Spoon, you went back and listened to other songs. Did you get to hear any other songs by The Embassy?
Yeah. I can't name the names.
Okay, no
but
worries.
I
was just curious.
Some more.
Because I think you'll see, and through that, there's very varied sound, much like with Spoon. But there's, I think the consistency is this sort of beat-driven stuff. Like, they do have beats.
Right.
Like, I feel like that's where the New Order, I compared them in a bit.
You did, yeah.
To, like, Aztec Camera vocally, but, like, New Order had, on every album, it was, like, very dancey, disco or housey or whatever it was.
Right.
But there was like probably three or four songs that were rock band structure, like where they weren't trying to be dancey.
Right.
And then sometimes they kind of brought two together and it'd be guitar over a dance beat.
Okay.
So I feel like this is sort of what the Embassy does, is they put acoustic guitar or electric guitar or piano over a dancey beat.
Yeah, that's cool.
And but, that's one of the consistencies.
But they don't rely on a drum machine. Like, I didn't hear the drum machine on this song.
Well, the drum machine is the doom, doom, doom. And then there's like, they added the Latin percussive elements over it. It's just a steady thump, like a four on the floor thing.
Right, but it's not heavy.
No. It's not like a house beat. Like, you know, it's not like a thumping house, right? No. But the other records there are, like, they have remixes that are that way. I think they want to lean that way, but I think their natural sound kind of takes them into sort of this laissez-faire vibe.
Yes.
You know, your favorite word.
Yeah, chill, kind of a chill style too. You mentioned The Beloved, and I think vocally it's very similar in that regard.
Yeah. I think I told you off air, I confuse them. It's just always been confused. I think when I think of one, it's the other one sometimes, and vice versa. Before that song, in case you were wondering, was The Communards, which was Jimmy Somerville and Richard Coles, and it was sort of post Bronski beat, pre Jimmy Somerville going solo, where he had a lot of success as well. But we both agree it should have been more popular.
Yeah.
Disenchanted.
And we had to look up what Communards really refers to, as I was assuming it was some kind of play on communism. But actually, this is about the Paris Commune that during 1871, this group, revolutionary group, kind of took over governing Paris for 2 months in 1871 to try and kind of turn things around and go separate the church and state. Very interesting.
Yeah, I never heard any of this.
Right, but they called themselves the Communards, this revolutionary group. But the irony is you said Richard Coles, he was a priest, actually.
I was going to ask you, was he in another band? Because I'm not familiar with the name.
He was a classically trained musician, but he was a priest of the Church of England, a radio presenter and a writer, but he joined Jimmy to form the Communards.
Cool. I didn't know that story. I didn't know who he was. I just knew Communards was Jimmy Somerville and somebody else. But
right, the somebody else.
Someone else. So we have one more set of music to go here. Last two songs on the show. We always do 10. And this is cool. This is very, again, I told you this is an eclectic show. It always is, and this week is no different, but these last two will be interesting. First, want to thank everybody for being here and joining us for another week. This has been some journey. We're on show number 47, dude.
The deep dive.
Sorry, yes. We have one more show in the summer, essentially. Or I should say in August, right? Two more shows in August, I think.
Well, this show, we record.
This show and then next week's show, 48.
But by the time people hear them, it might be past August.
I think so. I think this is, you may be right. I don't know. Anyway, we'll let two more songs. You started this last set, as you always do, Lost Frequencies and Tom O'Dell. Lost Frequencies is a group that, oddly, I play on Bali and during when we do the Bounce House on Saturday nights.
No kidding.
Because they do collaboration stuff they do with other artists.
Awesome. So,
but this one was very cool. I had never heard it. Really different.
Yeah, for Lost Frequencies?
I just think it's a different sound, right? Do you not?
I don't know. I like it. So for me, this is a new release called Black Friday. Pretty Like the Sun is the in parentheses. And it's a collaboration, but I think they do a lot of collaborations, yes. And I think it's a nice, light song. It's end of summer. This is also the end of our show. We're getting to the end, last two songs. But it's a poppy kind of dance song. The Lost Frequencies is from Belgium, DJ.
A lot of good Belgian
producer,
DJs, man.
Nice. And I think he's famous for a song called Where Are You Now, which I don't really know.
Me neither.
But it has over a billion plays on Spotify. I think this song's actually going to do better than that since a new release.
Over 1 billion? That's a big... I don't know, dude.
No?
There's not many of those. There's only, I bet you, two handfuls. There's not many billion songs. I mean, usually Justin Bieber type things, you know, or Taylor Swift maybe.
Maybe if he got a gig at the closing ceremonies, he would have gotten more.
I think about that, a billion plays. That's a crazy number.
It's true.
It's hard to even wrap my head around it. You but I did like this, and it's funny because I wish our listeners can give me input as to whether or not this should be in rotation. Do you think it should be?
I do. I definitely do. And to me, it fits.
Okay. So I'm looking at your heat map, which anybody could look at, by the way, if you go to spec.com. Looks like you have 3 atmospheric, 2 dreamy, 4 electronic. Yeah, I agree with this.
Yeah.
You call it dream pop, huh?
That's what I went with. Yeah. What would you say?
I have to listen again. I'll make my assessment.
Okay.
I don't want to jump back in because it's been a minute since I listened. It was yesterday or 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. So I want to wait and hear it again. But all I know is when I said to you, this is real dope, I hadn't heard it till now in my comment on your sheet.
Yeah.
I know I was moved by it. I remember even at the moment being like, I like this more than I thought I was going to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not a complex song, but it's got a good feel and vibe to it. And it's a little bit repetitive, but I think it's a great way to end it and on a high note because it's light, it's airy. It's also kind of like wrapping things up. It feels like wrapping things up.
I have to, like I said, when I listen again, I'll know where I'm at, but I will say that I'm pretty sure I take it back down to like a little more melancholy after you tried to go light. I took it darker.
But this pick, this her song. Oh, for sure.
Is kind of sad, but it's also beautiful. And I am a fan of hers. H-E-R. I am a fan. Because I was on board at the earliest moments before she blew up, and I kind of liked that she was acoustic and just really, really a unique sounding artist. But now it's deserved. She's deservedly popular.
And she really nailed the national anthem at the closing ceremonies with her guitar.
She is a player, and a guitar player, I mean, and she is a singer. She's an artist, and she's so young.
Yes, she's got her whole life ahead of her, and her voice, she's got a dynamic range, I think.
I agree. And I have to say that this is the song of all of her music, and there's a lot of songs I like by her, but this is the one that I think is the one that kind of lured me in. Like, you know, sort of like Come Hither.
Okay.
I think this was the one because I really didn't know how supremely talented she was until listening to this. It was 2018. I think I heard this right around that time, maybe 19. Mm-hmm. And it just like, I think I had a moment with it and it stayed with me.
Struck a chord with you.
Yeah. So I'm excited to play it. I'm happy to play her because I think she's worthy of being played on this station and maybe she should get into rotation more regularly. But okay, great job this week, man.
You too. Thank you.
We appreciate everybody for tuning in. Well, next week we may try something different. We may do a vinyl edition. We're going to see.
Yeah.
We got to figure that out.
We're going to be a different location, maybe some different equipment, but we're kind of cooking together possibly a vinyl show.
Maybe all vinyl selections, which would be really cool. So listen to these two songs, Black Friday by Lost Frequencies and Tom O'Dell, followed by Her, H-E-R, Going with Full in parentheses. Just Going Full.
Full.
Let's do it. Thank you, brother. The Deep Dive.
See you next time.
So pretty, pretty like the sun. I could watch forever while you shine on everyone. Wanna go hard, I wanna have fun. Adrenaline. I wanna go hard, I wanna have fun, I wanna be
Wish I could be where you are. I know the distance is far. I've been running, running through your mind. Promise that I'm on a flight going to you right now. I don't have much time with you tonight. I've been going, I've been focused. Just be with me in the moment. Trust me, I know how you feel right now. Baby, that's just what it is right now. Just stay with me, right behind you. And I'm trying to make the time to. Baby, that's all I can give right now. Maybe that's just what it is right now. Yeah, yeah. Baby, that's all I can give right now. Maybe that's just what it is right now. Maybe that's all I can give right now. Maybe that's just what it is right now. I'm on the road, I've been in and out of time zones. I keep missing your calls. You were sleeping by the time I got home. I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to hear me. I've been going, I've been focused. Just be with me in the moment. Trust me, I know how you feel right now. Baby, that's just what it is right now. Stay with me, behind you. And I'm trying to make the time to. Baby, that's all I can give right now. Maybe that's just what it is right now. Baby, that's all I can give right now. Maybe that's just what it is right now. Baby, that's all I can give right now. Maybe that's just what it is right now. Sorry that you didn't get to see me. Oh yeah, sorry you didn't get a chance to feel me, yeah. Oh, I'm going, going, trying to find you. That's just what it is right now. Baby, that's all I can get right now. Maybe that's just what it is right now. Maybe that's all I can get right now. Maybe that's just what it is right now. Right now.